Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Mama Sango, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
How are you, Ma? Are you well?
Yeah, I'm well. I'm still excited as we are.
We're excited. I love the energy you've just poured into me. Now I'm excited as well.
Oh, okay.
Indeed. Thank you so much, Ma, for joining us once again. But before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Thank you. Let's pray. Our gracious, loving Father who art in heaven, once more, Father, in this day, we are coming to thy throne of mercy and grace that you forgive us our sins. That as we will be sharing the lesson, Father, may it fall on a fertile soil. And also me who is sharing, may I also gain the knowledge that you are supposed to give to me. We have those who are listening, open their ears and open their hearts, that the message should get into the right heart. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. So, Ma, you have started us off nicely with the lesson study. And I know today we are on Tuesday's lesson, Abraham's Call. Oh, every time I look at Abraham's name, I just want to sing that song that we sing there by the children's class.
Yes.
So you may take us through Father Abraham's call here so that we can learn what happened.
Yes, many sons. Many sons. And we are one of those sons.
Yes.
Okay, so let me just go through. We are on God's call to mission still, and I want us to read the memory text again because the memory text is for the whole week. Mm-hmm. So the memory text comes from Acts chapter 1, verse 8, which says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth." So on Sabbath, all what we got was God's call to the mission is that God is not calling us to a contract, but he is calling us to a covenant, which needs us to be faithful and to be obedient. Mm. So on Sunday, it was moving beyond our comfort zone. There we saw that after the flood, the people wanted to build the tower so that they would go against God, so that if the rain comes again, they would just run to the city that they will build on a tower that will be reaching heaven so that no water can go there. And we see that God used the same unity of one language to accomplish his mission. And that was, his mission was that people shouldn't stay at one place. They should scatter because he wants their mission, the way, his way to go all over the world. But people, we want to be together. So he used that by disturbing the languages. And as he disturbed the languages, they could not understand each other, and they scattered all over. So on Monday, it was becoming a blessing to the whole world, which is Abraham himself. So Abraham had a covenant with God that he is going to be the father of nations. And that's why we sing that song, Zaneri. Father Abraham had many sons.
Yes.
Yeah, because we are also part of it.
Yes.
And he trusted God, he obeyed God, and because of that, he moved from his comfort zone, where he was with his relatives, his brothers. He moved to the promised land where God had promised him to be. Also, we saw the Son of Man that on Genesis chapter 9, verse 6, the Son who was born on earth and died for us, who reconciled us to heaven again, and that he promises that he is coming again to take us home. And the last part, we said, are we ready? that he is coming to take us home.
Okay.
Now, today, we are on Tuesday, Abraham's call. Mm. It's a very interesting topic, because the very Abraham who was so trusting on God, the one who was so obedient to God to do anything that God says, move from here to there. On this chapter now, we see Abraham doing something that he was not supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it is because men of God, women of God, they are human. They are also subjected to sin.
Mm.
And this is why we see Abraham. I'm going to read the first part of the lesson. So it says, following the call of God, Abraham entered the land as God had commanded him. However, right from the start, things didn't seem to be too well for him. He arrived where God told him to go, but according to the Bible, the Canaanites were then in the land. Mm-hmm. Now, these Canaanites, they were very cruel, they were violent, and you know, God had to come down and to talk to Abraham and tell him to say, Abraham, indeed, this to your descendants, I will give them this land. That was to encourage Abraham to say, the Canaanites you see here, everyone you see here, these are strangers, but to your descendants, to Abraham's descendants, he will give Canaan.
Mm.
So that was a very good encouragement. And then after a while, there was now famine. If we read Genesis chapter 12, verses 10 to 13, I want to read that one.
Mm.
I want to read that one because it's very important. So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed from Haran.
Mm-hmm.
So this Abraham is already old when he was going to Haran. It was not supposed to be something strange, because this person has been walking with God. He has trusted God and he has been with God.
Mm.
Now we see that, I will just read from the lesson here. It says, during his stay in Egypt, how discouraging it must have been for him, leaving a comfort zone and mostly likely prosperous homeland, only to go and have problems in the land where God has promised him. I just want us to stop for a while. You know, Zanere, Abraham trusted God.
Yes.
And we believe that he is a God of provider. He is a provider.
Mm.
He can provide anything at any time. We also know that he is a caring God.
Mm.
And now, suddenly, he seems not to be caring. There is famine in the land, and God is quiet.
Mm.
And Abraham now is running to say, look, what will I do?
Mm.
And that time, when fear comes in us, humanity takes over.
Mm.
And when humanity has taken over, we have solutions on our own, and we depend on solutions that we have. And he says, let us go to Egypt. God said, go and settle there. He did not say, when you are there, go somewhere else.
Okay.
But Abraham, who trusted so much, now fear has come. He is going to die. The family is going to die because of famine.
Mm.
Now, we see that as they go, they journeyed to Egypt. He is also fearing something. He has a fear of something. He reaches the boundaries of Egypt. He looks at the people in Egypt. He says, no, 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 these people are going to take my wife. Now, Sarai, When they ask you, you must say, you are my sister. Look, Sarai had nothing in her mind that she is going to be proposed again. She is Mrs. Abraham. But now it's the man of God, the father of nations, who is saying, Sarai, protect me. Abraham is what? Is fearing again to die. Because he says it clearly. He says, they will kill me so that they take you as a wife. You know, as men of God in the world, we are not exceptional. We are bound to sin. But there is one thing that we need to do, is to hold on, still hold on to God. Even after sinning, we hold on to God, because God is a God who is very kind. Now, one thing that God, Abraham forgot, I want to make this point. One thing that Abraham forgot is that when he started off trusting God. The second part is that God says, I have plans for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Yes. Now, the plan to go where he was going, it was not Abraham's plan. It was God's plan. Then this plan, because it is God's plan, it was a plan not to harm him. But now he sees it as a plan to harm him. Now we look as they are in Egypt now, what he thought of Abraham really happened. So they take Sarah, they ask Sarah, they ask Abraham to say, who is this one? And Sarah says, it's my brother. So the sistership now comes in. Now they took Sarah and they went with her to the king's Pharaoh. But we see what happens there now. We see that Sarai, I don't know what she did because it's not really recorded, but maybe she said, hey, you dare touch me. I am somebody's wife. And then God went into the heart of Pharaoh. The Bible says God looked at Pharaoh and went into the heart of Pharaoh and convinced him not to touch Sarai. And it's now Pharaoh who is coming back to the man of God. Let us look at Pharaoh. This Pharaoh is a wicked man. He's a wicked man.
Yes.
He's a wicked man. But God used him.
Hey!
He used him for who? For the man of God. So God is not saying, because this is not the trusting in me, I cannot use him. God can use anything. In fact, they say he can use even the stones. So now, Pharaoh gives Sarai to Abraham back. And that was good. Now, I want to read the last part of the lesson of on Tuesday. It says, no one has ever said mission work was easy. And it's not easy. No one, if you ask anyone, no one will say, ah, it's very easy. No. Because God has not told us so. He just says, go ye therefore. He does not say it is a safe journey. And by lying, by being deceitful, Abraham only made matters worse. So when we are trying to solve for God, while we are in a mission, we are just making things worse. Yes. So fortunately, God is a God of patience, and he didn't cast off his servant for his mistake. Yes. That's what a caring God he is. He cares for us. He knows that we are human. We are subjected to sin. And that's why he protects us. Which, unfortunately, would not be the only one Abraham would make. How comforting to know that even despite our errors, if we cling to the Lord in faith and submission, as did Abraham, not only can our errors, sin, and faults be forgiven, but the Lord can still use us for the mission. So this is the God we are serving, a God who knows us, that we are human, we are subjected to sin, but when we cling to him, when we come back to him, he is able, he is willing to save, to use us again.
Mm.
We are going on Wednesday, which is the early church and comfort zone.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to read, I think it's Acts chapter 8. I want to read also that one. Acts chapter 8, verses 1 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start from the second line. It says, at that time, a great persecution arose against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered throughout the region of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. I want us to go back into our memory text. It says, after we receive the Holy Spirit, we will be witnesses where? In Jerusalem, in Judea, and in Samaria, and to the end of the world.
Mm.
Now, these Christians who were in Jerusalem, you remember if you can read the Bible, it says when we are having, like us now, we're having a camp meeting.
Yes.
They were also having the camp meeting. The place where they were going is only Jerusalem.
Okay.
So the message was only in Jerusalem. And this is why the Jews, they thought the message is only for them.
Ah, okay.
And then they wanted to protect Jerusalem so that no one, the Gentiles, should not be coming in. But what was the plan for God? The plan of God was you preach the message from Jerusalem going outside until to the end of the world. And the Christians then, they were reluctant because they were very comfortable in Jerusalem together.
Mm.
Now, Saul, who is now Paul, comes in and starts persecuting people.
Mm.
Now, because of the persecution that happened in the church, they say the Christians started scattering.
Mm.
And what by scattering, what are they doing?
Yes.
They are accomplishing the God's mission.
Yes.
That's how beautiful it is. Ne? When we think we are doing wrong and that wrong can only save us.
Mm.
It's only that time that God uses the same error that we are thinking. We cannot do this, we cannot do.
Mm.
God uses the same thing to accomplish his mission.
Mm-hmm.
So now we see that these people now, they are going as they are going. Let me read this one. It says, until this time, the early church was mainly in Jerusalem,
mm-hmm.
The Jews' territory. That was the Jews' territory in Jerusalem.
Yes.
And among the Jewish people, that's why I have said, the Jewish thought it's the message is only for them. When persecution began, in which Saul divorced Jews and the Pharisees was actively involved, the church in Jerusalem was then dispersed all over Judea and Samaria, and then Jesus had predicted in Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
So now the message has to go out. You know, Zanele, I'm running a school.
Yes.
And I said to myself, if it is starting from Jerusalem, I have almost 1,000 kids.
Mm-hmm.
Does God want me to preach to all these?
Yeah.
The answer is yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the first I have to do is to preach to those people who are near me. And who God has given it to me. And whom has he given to me?
Mm.
He has given me to school. Last week I was saying to the teachers, our first and most mission is to take these children into the kingdom of heaven.
Yes.
And let me give a small testimony. You know, one day I was so proud of a child who went out. The father and the mother were having problems.
Okay.
And then the mother came to school and she says on the reception, can I see the principal? And the reception says, why? She says, no, I'm going to do about the school fees. When she comes in my office, she doesn't talk about school fees.
How?
She tells me, my son has told me you are a praying woman.
Hey!
And I am having a problem at home.
Mm.
So today, I want you to pray for my problem.
Mm.
You know, I just simply said, this is starting from Jerusalem.
Yes.
Because hey. I can't reach the parents. Because they are at their homes.
Hmm.
But the first people I reach is these people whom God has given them to me.
Yes.
And I tell you, Zanel, it's a big, big job.
Hmm.
But as we are there on earth, that's the only thing that we need to do. Because you remember I said, it doesn't choose the going the message when go, therefore, you have you don't choose the nation, you don't choose the culture, you don't choose the languages. Everywhere, God just says, go ye therefore.
Ish.
Go therefore. And then let's look at, says the wish is starting from where you are. And that is what I have just said a testimony there.
Mm. Today,
when you know, it was very strange to see that one of the students could even go to the parent to say, you are having a problem.
Yes.
Go to my principal.
She will
and
pray
my
for
principal
you.
Pray for you. That's evangelism.
Yes.
Yeah. So that is what we need. The people near us should know us to solve problems.
Not to give problems.
Not to give problems. Yes. We should be. We should, when we are at a location, we should be the problem solver and not the problem giver.
Mm.
Now, it is also good that your relatives should know who you are.
Mm.
You know, we always have a problem to say, how will I keep Sabbath when my relatives are coming who are not Seventh-day Adventists?
Yes.
You know, if we portray our character, when we tell them to say, today, the Bible says, you who are my visitors and me, we must all go to church.
Mm-hmm.
They will get used to that. When they come to your place, they will exactly say to say, listen, this is what this house is. If
yes.
you want to, if you want to be in this house today, you don't do anything. Because the owners of the house are not doing anything.
Mm.
So it is how the message is going out. It's going out little by little, little by little. Mm. Let me give you another small testimony.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we most of the schools are making meetings on Saturday.
Yes, yes, yes.
And when we started off, we had to tell our parents the reason why we can't have a meeting on Saturday.
Mm.
And, you know, this time when we have our meetings in January, when it's the first meeting, there are new parents there, one will still raise a hand. Why are we not doing our meetings on Saturday?
Mm.
It will not be me, Zanere, who is answering. I wish one day you attend my meeting.
Mm.
It will be another parent who will be saying, it's the culture of the school because
yes.
the owners of the school, they don't allow anything to be done at this school on Saturday. We can't have a meeting on Saturday.
Mm.
I only say, praise God.
Amen.
Because this is faithful. So the only duty for us is to go with the message.
Mm.
Remember, we said in this message, it is God the Father who is involved, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
These three, they work according to what the need is. When you need a prayer, you have to pray through Jesus Christ.
True.
When you need to go out for evangelizing, you need to go with the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And because we all need to do the will of God.
Yeah.
And, you know, we will first start in Jerusalem and then we will go into all other parts of the world.
Mm.
Let's not forget, Zanere, that Jesus is only going to come when the message has gone to everyone.
Mm.
Yesterday when I was trying to do the lesson, I said, if Paul and Peter, if they wake up now from their graves, and they have your phone, Zanere, a phone that can send a message one time to many people.
Hey.
What kind of message and what kind of evangelism were they going to do?
Mm.
How many people were they going to convert at a single time?
Mm.
Do you see that we have been exposed to many things? Mm. We have we have everything. This time you can fly from one place to another. Long time it was hard walking or riding a donkey or a camel. It was very hard. But
yes,
this time you want to go somewhere, you just fly and you are there and you can start evangelizing. Good part is they have made English to be in most countries.
Mm.
It's a general language. So you cannot say, I cannot preach because I am only having this language. No, you can still go out.
Mm.
And as I've said, the cell phone, we are using these WhatsApps and Facebook.
True.
For our friends, just to look at how we are doing that day, that we had a party, we had what, instead of posting messages that Jesus is coming again.
Mm.
The message could go very far, and it was going to go very far because you know that this is what God wants us to do.
Mm.
So it is not bad to use our whatever we have in us, whatever we have within us, to send out the message, because we are evangelizing, and that is what God wants us to do. Anything, Zanere, that you want me to say again?
No, I'm here for the testimonies. I'm here for the testimonies. I think, Ma, you know, you have captured it. You know, you have captured it quite well.
Yes.
Because most of us, yes, for example, the mission of the church, the statement of the church is saying, I will go. But if I were to receive a call now saying, Zanele, move to Zimbabwe with your family, I would think a million times before I agree. Like, I would even question, I'm like, wait, is this God's voice? You know, but and I love how the lesson, there is a part, I think it's the Tuesday one there, saying that no one has ever said mission work is easy. And
it's
I think most of us, we fool ourselves saying that I'm working for God, so everything is smooth sailing, not knowing that but the moment we say I will go, it's like we have opened doors that we didn't even know that are there, because the attacks just come from left, right and center. But at the end of it all, I am happy that we do have our Savior. You know, we do have that backing. We do have a person who is there for us. So thank you so much, Maesh, and our comfort zones, we must stay away from them. The issue of the phone, I'm happy you touched on the phone, because most of the time, in fact, you know, Ma, because we different people, and as you mentioned, the issue of our families and stuff, December is around the corner. I don't know how many messages I'm going to get about Merry Christmas and, you know, all those pictures. But throughout the whole year, I've never received a message of saying Jesus is Lord, you know.
He's coming again.
Yes, in the sense of we know how to send. We are able to send, but we were not moved, man. We are not pushed to send Jesus is coming again. No, but all this other... let there be a viral thing, Ma. Let something be viral. You will find it in all our groups. But even a scripture that says Jesus loves you, we hardly find those. So I'm happy that you were able to highlight those.
Yes. The most important thing, Zanere, is that we have been empowered.
Mm.
The first man to call is our God, the Holy Spirit. He says we can only be witnesses if we receive the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is very important. I know we know talking about Jesus because you know, he was with us on earth. He died for us. Now we pray through Jesus Christ. But it is important that we call the Holy Spirit, because as we speak, it is the Holy Spirit himself who translates our message going into God the Father. Otherwise, he is the one taking our message. He is now going with them. All that he is doing is pointing us to Jesus, who is our Savior, who died for us. So I know we know that we need to pray through Jesus Christ, but it is also important to invite Jesus, to invite the Holy Spirit in every action that we are doing.
Yes.
When we are going to work, ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to one person whom you can talk to that day about Jesus. That's the mission. You need to touch a heart of someone.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
You need to touch the heart of someone.
Mama Sango, you have done this. You have done the lesson justice. I'm happy, and I think the listeners are also happy. I'm going to ask that, can you please close for us in prayer, Ma, so that whenever the call comes, we do not think it's our call, but understand that it's God's call, and put our trust in him that he's going to see us through whatever that he has called us to do.
Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Our gracious, loving Father in heaven, once more, Father, we have sowed the seed that you taught us to see to plant. Father, we know that people are listening, and we are asking for the Holy Spirit to be poured on each and every one, so that he is the one convicting us, so that we should be able to go out and reach someone who has not yet received the message of Jesus Christ. Father, you have said you want to be with all your creation. And this is why the message has to go all over the world. We want our Jesus to come and take us home. There are so many things happening on earth, Father, that really we are saying, why is Jesus still not coming? But it is us who are blocking our Lord Jesus Christ to come, because we are not going out to reach to the world. So teach us, Lord, to go out and teach the world so that Jesus can come quickly. Bless us. Bless also each and everyone who was listening. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mama Sango, thank you so much. May you have yourself a blessed day and a blessed week further.
Thank you.
Amen. To our listeners at home, that was Mama Sango. They're giving us the lesson study for this week.
Into mid-morning empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.